This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. What happens when a house party is going full tilt and the beer runs out? Well, chances are someone goes on a beer run, and chances are that someone has had a few drinks. A new business that's opened in Ann Arbor aims to keep the party going without that someone having to get behind the wheel of a car. Drink Drivers is a new website and mobile app launched by a group of University of Central Florida grads. They've decided to make Ann Arbor their second launch location. We're joined now by Drink Drivers CEO Jeff Nadell. Okay, Jeff, explain how Drink Drivers works.
Absolutely. So customers can download our mobile app or go onto our website on their computer or their cell phone. And with just a few clicks or taps, you can choose from our selection of beer, wine, and liquor at state minimum prices in Michigan and have it delivered right to your doorstep in just a few minutes. No hassle. Everything charged straight to your credit card. You don't have to get up off your couch and leave. Easy as you can possibly imagine.
And what would a customer pay for the delivery service?
Our delivery fee is only $2.87. And like I said, all liquor is at state minimum prices in Michigan, so it's literally illegal for anyone to charge less for liquor than you can get on Drink Drivers.
And what led you to come up with this whole idea?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we constantly saw people facing this problem of being, on the one hand, forced to choose between being responsible and having a good time, having to, you know, wanting to get in a car and go out and restock with beer and wine and liquor, but realizing that they might not be in the best position to do so. And we wanted to make it so that you could still continue to have a good time and still be responsible. And on the other hand, we realized that it is just a complete hassle to have to leave your house, put a coat on, get in a car, drive to a liquor store, browse the huge inventory, pay, and then drive all the way back. By that time, you've probably missed the fun. You've missed being with your friends. You've missed the game-winning pass on the game that you're watching. There's so much that you miss, and we just wanted to simplify that, make the alcohol come straight to you, and make it a much easier and more fun process as well.
Have you found, I know you launched last year in Orlando, and now you're in Ann Arbor for the second location. Have you found your customers are mainly college age, or are they all ages?
Yeah, we have a really nice kind of combination of customers. We certainly do have some people who are college age. Obviously, everyone is of legal age, but we also have a huge number of customers who are just non-student members of the community, some recent graduates, even some professors and some older members of the community as well, local entrepreneurs and employees at small businesses.
And what led you to look at Ann Arbor? How were you in Orlando and looking around the nation and deciding, boom, Ann Arbor is going to be our second location?
Yeah, Ann Arbor is really an incredible city for a variety of reasons. It's such a rich community, a diverse community with just a lot going on in terms of business, in terms of culture, in terms of education. And more than anything else, we listen to our customers when they speak to us, and we listen to friends of our customers and prospective customers. And we just heard loud and clear from people in Michigan, when it's cold out, we'll do anything to avoid going outside, and this is a service that we want. And we listened. We started engaging in conversations with people in Ann Arbor, and that's what we heard, and so we did it.
The biggest concern would have to be under 21s at a house party calling Drink Drivers for an order. So explain to us what you and your drivers do to keep alcohol from getting into the hands of underage customers.
Absolutely. So we use every legal and technological means available to us to ensure that our service is never used by underage individuals to purchase alcohol. And the age verification that someone encounters using Drink Drivers is at least as thorough, if not even stricter, than that person would encounter going into a liquor store, a bar, a restaurant, so on and so forth. So upon each delivery, the driver checks the ID of the patron, and the drivers are industry veterans who are well-equipped to determine if the ID is fake or real, and then the ID is checked upon each delivery. And in addition to that, when you place an order, we also take your birthday and some identifying information from you, including your driver's license number, so we're able to do back-end checks as well. So we do, again, everything possible to make sure that our service is never used by underage people. And we do, honestly, a whole lot more than a conventional retail environment is able to do.
Would a driver refuse to hand over the product if they weren't comfortable?
Oh, absolutely. And it's happened not too many times because we're very clear about this fact and people understand that our service can't be used for this reason. But a couple of times we certainly have had to do that, and we're more than happy to do it if that's what the circumstances require.
Now, I saw where drink drivers got the endorsement of the Mothers Against Drunk Driving chapter in Central Florida.
So we had there was an article written about us in the Orlando area, and they reached out to Yolanda Larson, the executive director of Mothers Against Drunk Driving Central Florida. And we were very fortunate that she echoed the sentiments that we've expressed, which is that we really believe that drink drivers is the absolute safest way to purchase and enjoy alcohol. And don't get me wrong. If misused, if not treated properly, alcohol can be dangerous. But if you're going to buy it and if you're going to drink it, having it come to you is certainly the safest way to do so. And Ms. Larson expressed similar sentiments in saying that she thinks that, you know, if used properly, drink drivers could lead to reduced drunk driving incidents. And that's, you know, certainly a hope of ours as well.
Jeff, have you had any conversations with either the MAD chapter here or with the Ann Arbor police?
Not yet, but we're actually working to begin those conversations in the coming days, and that's something that's very important to us. Working with community organizations that are committed to you both encouraging responsible consumption of alcohol and discouraging drunk driving and things like that. That's incredibly something that's very close to our hearts, and something we'll certainly do in Ann Arbor as well.
Jeff Nadel, the CEO of Drink Drivers. It's an alcohol delivery service with website and mobile app that has recently opened in Ann Arbor. Jeff, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much.